This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, we couldn't be happier than to have you with us tonight. And also with us tonight, the lovely Britt McHenry will weigh in on a new White House summit that's going to take place. And in the ladies' lounge, Melissa Francis from the Fox News and Fox Business Universes will join us. It's gonna be awesome, my friends. Welcome to Saturday night, Kevin McCullough. So thankful to have you with us at Radio Night Live. We love getting together. We love hanging out. We even like occasionally getting our show on television on time. If you're not with us on TV, jump over to the Facebook page. We've got you there. We're not sure exactly what happened. Everything here normal, just normal, normal, normal. Radio's fine. Radio never has a problem. For some reason, we have an issue. Someone can't push the button or something. I'm not sure exactly what. But we're working to figure that out right this minute as fast as we can. Yes, I'm very excited. In the second hour tonight, we can go back to the big board, Nick. Melissa Francis will be with us. She is one of the top anchors Fox Business Channel and also the Fox News Channel. She's on shows After the Bell. She's also on Outnumbered, and then she's also on frequently Outnumbered Overtime, and sometimes Happening Now. She ranges all those different shows. And she's got her new book, Lessons from the Prairie. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but she was on the television show many years ago called The Little House on the Prairie. Does everybody remember? That's her right there if you're watching on TV, if we're even on TV. But that was her. She was the little tiny Ingalls Wilder or Ingalls or something. I didn't watch it very much. But it was the show with, you know, Michael Landon and company. I thought do we have a couple more of those? Anyway, if we have them, she'll be joining us in the second hour tonight. There he is. There's Michael Landon, the guy that started Little House on the Prairie. And this, again, when she came into the show, it was towards the end of the production. All the original kids were old and had kind of moved out and so forth. But anyway, so we're very, glad to have her with us. And then in the first hour, just popping in for one segment, Britt McHenry will be with us. Britt is a former MLB and NFL analyst for ESPN, and now she does a lot of commentary on not only sports, but how sports crosses over into the other areas of life, and she'll be joining us tonight because there's brand new news, brand new breaking news tonight. The president is going to have a summit at the White House about race. So he's got Kanye. Yeah, baby! Kanye going to the White House. And Colin Kaepernick, the fro-headed 49er, who is a 49er no more, and he did have a huge fro. Like, I don't know how you got that fro under a helmet, honestly. I don't know where there's that much room. And I don't have a picture of it tonight, but if you have been watching American Idol, the bass player on this year's American Idol show, it looks exactly like Colin Kaepernick with the big fro. But I don't think Colin Kaepernick plays bass. If he does, he's taken a very low-key role on this TV show. It's on Sunday nights, you know. But I've seen this guy since week one. He's in the house band that sits there and plays for the singers. But if you've seen him and if you've seen Colin Kaepernick, you notice you've never seen both of them in the same place at the same time. I'm just saying. There seems to be some similarity here. I'm going to see if I can find a picture that where you get a look at them side by side. Their faces look alike. They have similar fros. They both appear to be half white. So it's very interesting how you could have such a doppelganger on another television show and it not be the same guy, but look so much like the guy. He really does. Anyway, that's a total diversion. The president's going to do a summit on race at the White House. And this last week, Kanye West, he's been saying some things for a couple of weeks that people have been kind of surprised by, and some of them get upset by, and so forth. I don't agree with everything that he says, but I believe you should have the right to say it, even if it goes against what the majority of the group think and your group thinks. But of course, Colin Kaepernick was on the other end of that. So we'll talk about all that with Britt. It is going to be interesting, though. Kanye got his music banned from an urban Detroit station this week. So there's a station that plays Kanye's style of music, and they said, nope, he's so controversial, we're not even playing his music anymore. Now I don't know how that works. I mean, you just start ticking people off at that point, don't you? I mean, his fans didn't go anywhere. Don't you still want his fans to listen to your radio station? What if there are two urban stations in Detroit and one of them doesn't play his music and the other one does? Is that really a smart business move? I'm just curious. Funny things that make me think sometimes. Anyway, we'll get to that. Hey, did you notice what yesterday was? May the 4th be with you. So I literally had the best time texting and sending memes of any day of the year so far. Now, here's what we did as a family last night. You got that picture, Nick? We're all sitting around in the McCullough the television room. And if you'll notice carefully, there's a couple of us that actually had the Star Wars paraphernalia on our person. But even my three-year-old is standing like she's standing in that danger zone, you know, where your grandmother told you, "Don't, you're too close to the TV. It's going to burn your eyes out. Step back. You're too close." Well, that's where my three-year-old was. Because I stood exactly in that spot for like 25 years, and it didn't do anything to my eyes. I didn't start wearing glasses till I was, I don't know, almost 40, past 40. Anyway, so we're all in the living room last night. I thought we had a picture. I guess we don't. But we're all sitting there, and it's the Jawas carrying the droids back to the whatever they call that 30-floor high skyscraper thing on wheels. It was a fun night. For the McCullough House, I hope you had a fun time too. But have you noticed how many memes and Star Wars spoofs there? You don't know how many funny things there are on the internet related to Star Wars until May the 4th rolls around. And then you've got, you know, dancing gay stormtroopers being texted to you by anonymous people that you don't even know. You're like, why are you sending me pictures of gay stormtroopers dancing in the streets? Like, it's really cool. And then there's this, okay, so then someone else sent me this one scene in the original Star Wars. Oh, there we are. There's all of us as a family. And you see the bride's wearing the 77 shirt. That was the year that it came out, of course. But, that was all of us in the TV room last night, just checking it out as the Jawas were trying to sell R2-D2 and C-3PO to the Skywalkers. So anyway, I digress. Where was I going with this? Anyway, there was someone who was sending me, I cannot remember for the life of me. I was about to, there was something on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, lots of fun stuff. Star Wars wise, and if you've never seen all the spoofs and other, just, you know, you can easily waste an entire day, on that alone, on May the 4th. And then, of course, my sons wake up today and they're like, is this also Star Wars Day? See, it's not even May 4th. Now it's just become Star Wars Day because May the 4th be with you. So let it be said, so let it be done. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about this White House summit, but I also want to get into this story tonight. I don't know if you were paying attention on Friday, but a judge in the Robert Mueller investigation looking into the Russian collusion theory with the president got a tongue lashing. The judge issued the tongue lashing to the Robert Mueller prosecutors. Now, this is unparalleled in terms of normal legal practice. I talked to Arthur Idala, well-known legal expert in the New York area. He's on a lot of cable news shows, was on Megyn Kelly all the time back in the day. And he said, Kev, this never happens, that a judge will just, a federal district judge will just, in open court, just go after the prosecution. But Judge T.S. Ellis just gave it to the Mueller investigators and said, you guys, what you guys are doing amounts to a fishing expedition. You're expanding your power to go after things you were never empowered to go after. And he said, I'm half of mine to throw this suit out before the defense even asks me to. He also accused them of outright lying to advance their power. And he said that no American appreciated or wants any American part of government to have unfettered power. Well, this is what the majority of Americans have been thinking the entire time that the special counsel has been basically in effect. But after a year now and nothing upturned, this is still rather remarkable. So he said, no one should have unfettered power. I'm not going to empower you to conduct a witch hunt to prosecute or impeach for no other reason than that. So it'll be interesting. We'll talk about that. I'll give you more details coming up. It's ready.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
Kevin McCullough live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and we're grateful to have you with us. So much fun on a Saturday night to hang out with you, talk about the breaking news, talk about the stuff that's going on. And today I was just a little bit gobsmacked, a little bit surprised, a little bit jaw-dropping to see that there was this headline circulating that the president is going to have a race summit. How many of you remember the beer summit with Obama, and he brought the police officer who evidently broke into the Harvard professor's home, and then he brought the Harvard law professor who had refused to give anyone ID or any type of reasonable explanation for anything, acted suspicious, and you know, he got arrested and he still wouldn't say who he was, and it was all this weird stuff. Anyway, remember when Obama brought the police officer and the Harvard professor and they sat down at some iron table in the back lawn of the White House and they all had a Bud Light? And you thought, I don't know, global peace was gonna break out or something. It didn't. Oddly enough, we had worse race problems in our country in the ensuing years than we had in the previous 20. But it was kind of odd. For President Trump to do this, I feel like it's rather significant, and he's going about it in a way that I think is actually somewhat legitimate. You've got, instead of a photo op with this police officer and the Harvard law professor, you've got, in this case, two very disgruntled, prominent African-American men that he has attached to this idea. And let's get the latest on this from Britt McHenry. She is the former MLB and NFL analyst for ESPN, but now she also has a very cool, hip television show of her own in the Washington, D.C. area. Britt, it's so new, the name has still escaped me. Remind me what it's called.
It's called Like It or Not.
Yeah, Like It or Not. And you cover sports, but also some politics and other things as well, right?
Both, really. I think, you know, people like to put you in boxes. For anyone listening, I think if you do one thing, it's like, oh, this is what this person is going for. I was a political science double major at one point and did some internships up here in D.C., so I've always been plugged into that. But yeah. Most of my career has been in sports, which actually has worked out in terms of this administration with the cross-section of sports and politics that frequently happens.
Whoever thought that President Trump was going to have so much intersection with the sports world? But, you know, I think a lot of people thought that he wasn't going to have much intersection with a lot of the things that he's gotten involved in. So I think that...
I think that no matter if you like him or you dislike him, Kevin, I think that he intersects into, like, a lot of different demographics of people. And he brings a lot of pop culture, good or bad, into the White House. And so I think that's why we've seen, like ever before, sports being more involved politically, yeah. Entertainment being more involved politically. And I embrace it. I think your listeners do, too, but it is different.
Oddly enough, it's kind of like he's president of all the people.
He is. And but according to Democrats, we're so out of touch and will continue to lose the Rust Belt states, in my opinion.
Right.
It's just deplorable. It's deplorable, not my lieutenant colonel father in the Air Force who flew rescue missions in Black Hawks, who's the smartest man I know. He's not as deplorable, but that's how the media tries to paint it.
Right. Well, I called you up today because I saw this word from Trump about holding this summit, and I knew you'd be able to get the details together and give us some perspective. What is Trump saying he wants to do?
I think Trump, in his entire presidency, Kevin, and I'm not going to say I agree with every tweet. I'm not going to say I agree with every statement he's made. He is doing things, however, through action. Obama was a president in philosophy. He was a president that said, of the color of my skin, because of the party affiliation I have, I'm going to relate to you people. And he didn't. Crime in Chicago got worse. You know, sanctuary city issues got worse. We have issues at the border that perhaps won't be solved immediately, but at least Trump is making the stride. North Korea has committed to releasing their prisoners to denuclearization. None of this happened prior to Trump. We had Democratic presidents, Kevin, like Bill Clinton, that enabled North Korea's nuclear program. President Obama, who enabled Iran's nuclear program, which is blowing up in our face. They enabled this. We have a president now who wants to do things. So I think he found a rapper in Kanye West who's at least open to ideas. I don't espouse everything Kanye believes, but he wants to bring people together, which is ironic because everybody says he's so divisive.
Right. That's the ironic thing. Everybody thought that Obama played the part of the uniter. He actually ended the country being far more divided at the end of his term. And Trump, nobody thinks Trump's a uniter. And yet he just keeps getting our enemies to bend to his will, get our allies to play even more fair, to get people that normally don't like even him to, you know, come around. And, you know, the Kanye West kind of conversion is kind of an example of that. But that's happened in more cases than just that. So why Kanye and Kaepernick?
Well, Colin Kaepernick is the most notable, recognizable athlete who's African-American that you could bring into the White House, and he disagrees vehemently with Trump. And so where I give Trump a huge card here is that he's saying, okay, come to the White House. Here's an olive branch. Kevin, I have, you know, sort of famously on the Internet, which I don't know what that means, but on the Internet, I have gotten into public arguments, with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. You know, I used to work in sports, and I don't understand why these prominent athletes with such a reach, if you dislike somebody so much, go to them.
Right.
Do something to their face. You know, for Kevin Durant from Prince George's County, which is one of the, you know, the poorest counties in America, and it's 20 minutes down the road from the White House, I think for you as one of the most successful black men in the country to go face-to-face with Trump, tell him what you think or disagree with, that's more of a statement than just shying away and being a coward, in my opinion. The White House is the highest office in the land. You should go there. And well, I think that's what Trump is offering to Kaepernick. I don't think he will go, though.
And the interesting thing about it, when you get offered this opportunity, it really exposes your motives for it. Because if you do believe that something needs to be done, and the most powerful man on earth says, hey, here's a seat at the table. Come talk to me. Come talk to my face, face to face. And you know what? You know where you saw it with Trump? The follow-up after the Parkland shooting, he had all those families come to the West Wing, and he had that roundtable meeting with all the people. There were people in that room that did not agree with him on guns. There were people in that room that opposed his support that he got from the NRA. But he met with them face to face. Everybody got their say. This is a guy who will literally talk to anybody. But I'll give you the last word on it. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think Kaepernick will show because it continues his publicity. It continues his movement. If he continues to be anti-Trump, anti-unity, and
I think that's a bad move on his part. I think he could be a hero. I think if he goes and says, hey, I met with the guy face to face, even if he wants to come out spewing vile venom against him, at least he's going to get the publicity of being there.
And Kevin, I found out Snoop Dogg follows me on Instagram, but he does, and I followed him back, and recently he was posting some very anti-white, anti-Republican videos, and I commented on one of them, and I said, you know what, this is exactly what is racist, this is what is wrong about our country.
Brett, I've got to run. It's great to have you. Thank you for your analysis, and thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We'll get you back in the ladies' lounge soon. Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. Real quickly, I want to get the phones going here, 888-340-3373. So here's what I want to know. According to Judge T.S. Ellis on Friday, he accused the special prosecutor's office, Robert Mueller and the prosecutors that are in that office, he accused them of, quote, outright lying. Outright lying were the words that T.S. Ellis, the judge, he was appointed in 1987 by President Reagan, and he's in the Alexandria, Virginia Federal District Court there. They're hearing the Paul Manafort pre-trial arguments. And he says to the prosecution, basically, you guys are outright lying. to expand your power, to go after things that you were never empowered to go after. He says, it's my understanding you were empowered to look at collusion and to go after any wrongdoing that may have existed in the 2016 campaign. The fact that you're dealing with Mr. Manafort and things that were predating that campaign by as many as 10 years, this is just appalling. And then he made this statement. I'm going to paraphrase. He said, you are seeking unfettered power. Unfettered was the word. Unfettered is to be unchained, unaccountable, unattached to anything, no anchor holding it down. Unfettered power. And he said, America doesn't want you or anyone else to have unfettered power. My simple question to you right now is this. Is the judge right? Do you want a special counsel or a president or a judge or a law enforcement agency like the Department of Justice or the FBI or anyone else, the military, your neighbor next door? Do you want anyone in America to have unfettered power, power that is not anchored and limited by law, power that they have to basically raid your home in the middle of the night with no warning, power that they have to tap your phone lines without warning, power that they have to basically spy on you if you decide to run for president without, basically under false pretense? These things have all been done against the president's team, first his campaign, then his team, and now his administration. Is the judge right in this matter? 888-340-3373. Or is the judge wrong in this matter? Does the judge completely not get what the American people want? Does the judge misunderstand in some way? Do the American people, contrary to what the judge said, actually want an FBI that is all-powerful or a special counsel's office that can order a raid at your home in the middle of the evening? 888-340-3373. I want to know America's thoughts on this tonight. 888-340-3373. Is the judge right or is the judge wrong? Do you want law enforcement, government, judges, special counsels, the Department of Justice, the FBI, your local law enforcement people, do you want them to have, quote, unfettered power? Or was the judge right saying to the special counsel's office, you're out of line. You're seeking unfettered power. As a judge, it's my place to make sure that you don't get it. I may throw this case completely out of the court completely without the defense even asking me to. 888-340-3373. I'm very curious as to your thoughts on this. Three phone lines open, 888-340-3373. Now, a couple of things about this are very extraordinarily unique. One is that a federal district judge almost never, according to the attorneys that I've spoken to since Friday evening, almost never do federal judges line up and go after a prosecutor, particularly in the courtroom. If they're going to chide the prosecutor, usually they call both parties back to their chambers and they say, hey, we need to make sure something is clear here. If you've got discovery that you didn't share with the defense, then you're required to do that. So you need to do that, counselor, and that's not going to happen in my courtroom anymore. If they chide a prosecutor, that's normally how it goes down. This guy went public with it. This guy did it in front of the media that was in his courtroom, the witnesses that were in his courtroom, the witnesses for the government, the witnesses for Paul Manafort, and the legal teams that are accompanying both sides. This almost never happens. Does that carry any weight with you in terms of whether or not you think the Mueller investigation should wrap itself up and kind of put a bow on what it's done and give us an explanation of what they found? Or do you want them to stay open in an unfettered way? Just continue to go and look and keep looking and keep looking, and no matter what they actually find, just stay open as long as possible. You know, we're paying them, the American people, we're paying them about $28,000 per billing hour of taxpayer money. That's what we're paying for the services of the special counsel. About $28,000 per billing hour. And they've racked them up so far. I mean, hundreds of thousands of hours. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back. It's
normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Your free book.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Would also take your phone calls on the potential for the race summit. What do you think the president gets out of getting Kanye and Kaepernick to the White House to get them to chat up the issue of race? Would they make any headway, in your opinion? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Thankful for our partnerships with Biz TV, Biz Talk Radio, great radio stations, some 300 of them coast to coast across the Salem, CRN, GCN, ABC News, Fox News, Biz Talk Radio lineups, CRN Digital Talk, and others that carry us. It's just an honor to have your company on these Saturday nights. 888-340-3373. I also want to bring you up to speed on our effort to try to get those people free in northern Sudan. We've been telling you about the process of the enslaved of South Sudanese Christians that are being held by North Sudan jihadists, and how we have the potential to free as many as 82 individuals at the end of May. Well, we've now flipped the calendar over. We're a little bit off pace. We may not make that 82 person goal. I would still love to, but thus far about 21 of those slaves have been spoken for and are prepared to be liberated. That means that we're going to leave, if it was to be cut off tonight, somewhere like 61 of them behind. And I hope that that is not the case. I do not want a young girl not being able to be released with her mom. I don't want the situation where you have family members that don't get to go together, et cetera, et cetera. The 82 that have been prepped for liberation, it's very simple. If the transaction of the vaccine cannot be made on their behalf, they will not be liberated. And if they don't have the CSI bag of hope to start their new life with, they won't last very long. So we're doing this in partnership in conjunction with Christian Solidarity International. And the number is very simple. You hear me give it all the time. It's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We are dealing with a crisis in Sudan because while the world brought peace to that region by developing the South Sudan, country, dividing Sudan in two and giving the South Sudan to the Christians. The number of people that had been enslaved by the North were never dealt with. And so tens of thousands of people were kept in slavery. Christian Solidarity International had been systematically helping to get more than 80,000 of those freed over the last number of years, but there remain 20 to 30,000 still enslaved in the north. Now, who does this? Well, we have underground railroad type of Arabs that are friendly with the South Sudanese. They want to have good relationships with the South Sudanese, and they are on the lookout. When they are north, when they're in the jihadist areas, they look and they figure out where the slaves are at. They secretly go to the slave owners. They say, hey, if we can get you the Novitium vaccine for your cattle, which will help the cattle stay healthy, for one vaccine, can we trade one of your slaves? And then they escort the slave to the Sudan border. The Christian Solidarity International staff then take over. They get them to a readjustment area where they're able to really help them heal. Sometimes they need hospitalization for sickness or injuries or wounds or other things. But once they're all mended and they're ready to go, CSI puts together a fabulous thing called the Bag of Hope. It includes a goat. It includes enough grain to survive for a year if that's all they had to eat. It gives them another year's worth of seed to grow more. It also includes things that they can survive in, a tent, a few other elements, and then they help them actually get all that stuff to the approximate region of where their family is from. Some of them have never seen family. Some of them remember the family that they left, depending on how long they've been in slavery. So once they're reunited, then there's a joyful celebration. A lot of good things take place, and that person's life gets to be mended and put back whole again. But it's not without great effort on our part. And so to get one slave from the enslaved to the freedom and to the reconciled with their family, it's $250. Friends, if you need to do it in two payments of $125 over 2 months, please do that. My family and I, last December, with a number of you, we helped liberate four individuals, and we were so rejoicing when we found out that they were actually liberated at the end of January. And then I was told somewhere around the middle of February that there were another 82 or so that could be freed. The 99 that we helped free, by the way, in December came when we knew that we could get 48 out. We didn't know if we could get any more than that. We ended up being able to get out 99. A little bit of a reversal here. We know that we can get 82 released.
So far, only 21 are spoken for. We need some help before the end of this month. So I'm hoping that you will consider helping us. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. It costs $250 to set one human slave free for life. They never go back. The CSI slaves have never been taken into slavery. This is a permanent situation that you're giving a brand new life to a person, and it will make such a difference. And some of these stories that these people have come through, you'll hear me talk about Abuk Tantan a lot, but she was forced to travel north with her family as just a young girl. She was forced to circumcise herself with a rusted tin lid from a can. They forced her to do it down in the river where it wasn't sanitary. She got infections. She nearly died. Her family members, several of them, were killed on the trip to the north. When she finally was released, she said, "Tell the people in America, tell the Christians in America who helped get me here, thank you, but not to stop until all of the slaves are free." Friends, it's just an earnest plea. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you want to give online, you can also go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and just click on any of the CSI banner ads that you see there. That'll take you to the donation page, and it's certainly simple to do. You could do $50 a month for 5 months. You could do $125 a month for 2 months. Do a one-time gift of $250. Any combination of those will take care of one slave. Would you be willing to do a mother and a daughter, or maybe a set of siblings, etc.? $250 per will do that, and then again, it is a permanent solution for them. There is no recapturing or anything like that that's taken place. Gavin McCullough, so grateful to have you with us. Our phone number is 888-340-3373 if you want to join the conversation. Coming up in the next hour, Melissa Francis from the Fox News Channel will be with us. She's got a book, Lessons That She Learned from Her Time on Little House. It is really quite an amazing story, what she has gone through and what she has learned from it, and we're glad to bring it to you next hour in the Ladies' Lounge right here. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.us.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York. It's an interesting Saturday night. We had a very big, interesting end of the news week. A judge in the case with the president, the Mueller investigation, got a tongue-lashing by, the judge didn't get the tongue-lashing. He issued one to the prosecutor in the case, Judge T.S. Ellis. And the main basic cause of this was because it was twofold. The Manafort prosecution had the special counsel's office, they had decided to refer this case, the Manafort case, into the Alexandria, Virginia area for a specific reason. If they felt like that they could get Manafort to flip, is the criminal term for it, if they get him to flip and start talking and start giving up stuff on Trump, real or imagined, doesn't matter, as long as he starts talking, then they wanted to have that in the Alexandria court, so the special counsel's authority would be within the district where he could get to it. The Michael Cohen case, the Stormy Daniels and the payment of the check and all that stuff, that they're trying to go for, I don't know, obstruction now or something. It's an even weaker case than they had against Manafort in terms of anything connected to collusion. But nonetheless, they referred that to the Southern District of New York. They sent that all the way up here to New York City and said, we're going to have those guys prosecute this because we don't really think it's worth the special counsel's time. But in the Manafort case, they did. And this judge called them out on it. He goes, the only reason you did this, the only reason is because you're hoping that he's going to flip and start talking about the president. He said, you're basically admitting, I'm paraphrasing, but he's accusing them of basically admitting that they don't have anything on the president. So if they don't have anything on the president, isn't it time to be done with the Russian collusion narrative? 888-340-3373. But the judge in this case said that the special counsel's prosecution of Manafort, and this is his specific terminology, the only aim that they have is to try to prosecute Trump or to impeach him. So what did they bring up? What did they bring Manafort on charges for? Shady business dealings from 10 years before the election that had some sort of connection, I guess, to Russia, but it wasn't really Russia. It was the Ukraine. It was pro-Russia, I guess, in the Ukraine, but it wasn't like Russia directly. And they're trying to say that they're going to get him for not revealing that he was an agent of another government when he was doing lobbying or whatever in the U.S. And they think that this is all going to cause him to go, oh, my goodness, I don't want any of that to be said about me. So, what do you want to know? I'll just say anything you need about the president. Friends, I think we have gone way beyond time to get this thing put aside. Here's what I would like to see the special counsel do. I'd like to see them take to the end of the month, get their report written, tell us everything that you learned, the good, the bad, the ugly. Did somebody cheat? If somebody cheated, let us know. If somebody talked to people they weren't supposed to, let us know. If you've got charges to bring, bring them. Otherwise, pack up and go home.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. 257.